You're listening to the Wellington Mornings Podcast with Nick Mills from Newstalk ZB. Direct from Newstalk ZB's team at Parliament, the Beehive Buzz. Beehive Buzz.
It's that time of the week where we go to the Beehive. Sophie Trigger is Newstalk ZB's political reporter down there. Good morning, Soph.
Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good. I bet you're really, really buzzing at the moment. I know you reasonably well. I know you a little bit. We've worked together for a while. You'll be really fired up now.
Yeah, it's definitely starting to feel like an election campaign here. Things are starting to amp up for sure.
Does it sort of everything you expected it to be?
Oh, yeah, everything and more, Nick.
Everything and more. You flat out are really busy. That's what it's like, huh?
Yeah, you're starting to get there.
Okay, this week is the first week of the actual election campaign, so both parties have kicked it off. What are you thinking? What's going on? Who's been better?
Yeah, so as you say, the election campaign is now well and truly kicked off with both major parties kickstarting their six-week campaign over the weekend. First up, we had Labor holding its launch on Saturday. And for leader Chris Hipkins, it was really a chance to rally the party base and convince them Labor's still in with a fighting chance despite its support slipping into the 20s in recent polls. And despite being a ticketed event, the event was disrupted multiple times by protesters from the fringe political party Freedoms New Zealand. So both the Prime Minister and former PM Helen Clark had speeches interrupted by them. But once Hipkins had gotten the chance, he used the launch to announce a free dental care policy for under 30s. I think this was a great choice of policy for a campaign launch. It's very Labor and addresses the issue of costly dental care that many voters have been talking about for a while. And of course, it certainly helped this time that he was able to announce the policy without National's Nicola Willis doing it for him a few weeks early. And for National, who had their campaign launch the following day, it was all about making Luxon look like a prime minister in waiting. The launch had the feel of an American-style political rally, loud music, dramatic videos and lighting, and was also really slickly produced to look and sound good on TV or for those that might have been watching a live stream. The candidates were announced and walked out to a booming introduction. Our Newstalk ZB political editor, Jason Walls, said it seemed a bit more like a boxing match than a campaign launch, with the candidates announced over a microphone and walking out to a big picture of themselves on screen.
You see, Sophie, I didn't like it at all. I didn't. It was, to me, it was cringe. It was. It was exactly like it was. It was like a big event, like an NBA game or an NFL game, or, you know, it was a big event, sporting event rather than a political event.
I think that's a fair assessment. It was definitely very grandiose.
Yes. Mm. So who do you reckon performed better? Who got the jump?
Yeah. It's hard to say, Nick. I would say both campaigns achieved with what they set out to do, both campaign launches, rather. Labor, as I say, really needed to galvanise the troops after a rough couple of polls and also grab the attention of voters, which I think they managed to do with this dental policy. But for National, Luxon needed to look prime ministerial, impressive, capable of running a country and to show his supporters that he was hungry for it. And I think both achieved their aims. I think New Zealand Herald reporter, political editor Claire Trivett put it quite succinctly by saying National walked out of their campaign thinking they would win, but clearly wary it could slip away, whereas Labor walked out of theirs thinking they might be able to win after all.
Okay, Sophie, the Council of Trade Unions ad campaign has been dominating the news this week. How has it been received by the politicians?
Yeah, well, while the day before he may have felt like a prime minister in waiting, Monday morning would have been quite a rude welcome to the campaign launch for Chris Luxon. He would have woken up to a huge picture of his face on billboards as well as on the front page of the New Zealand Herald with the words out of touch and too much risk. As you say, it was an ad campaign rolled out by the Council of Trade Unions, who have interestingly defended it by saying they are not affiliated with Labor, but they're simply asking working people to look at Luxon's policies and consider whether they'll be better off. National's campaign chair, Chris Bishop, wasted a little time on Monday morning calling a press conference in which he said the campaign ads were personal, negative and nasty, that it was disgraceful from the CTU and it should be ashamed of itself. said it was shaping up to be the most negative campaign in New Zealand's history, which is quite a big call, really sort of positioning Labor as the bad guys here and National as the ones focused on the quote-unquote real issues. He also vowed that National wouldn't be doing any personal attack ads themselves and would always criticise the policy rather than the politician. So we'll have to wait another 6 weeks to see if National can stick to that promise.
Well, did Labor's response to the whole CTU thing, did that disappoint anyone? I mean, it was a bit strange. Oh, well, we didn't know what was going on. We didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, what a load of BS. The CTU has a vote in the leadership.
Yeah, well, I think the part of their response that did land well was Chris Hipkin sort of hitting back to remind National of a few negative and personal ads against Labor themselves, and he turned up with receipts. He brought along a few printed out copies of his favourite anti-Labor ads, some from the likes of the Taxpayers Union, effectively saying that attack ads are part of politics and National needs to harden up.
Yeah, I think, it was a soft skin, didn't he? He said Luxon had soft skin. Luxon didn't like that when I asked him either.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, there's been an ongoing trade dispute between Canada and New Zealand, which I didn't even know anything about. It's been pretty quiet, which has now been resolved. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so for some non-election news this week, Nick, the first dispute to be brought under the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the CPTPP, has been decided and it's been found in New Zealand's favour. So just to back up a little bit, the CPTPP, definitely my least favourite acronym to say on radio, is a free trade agreement involving New Zealand and 10 other countries, including the likes of Australia, Canada, Singapore, Chile. New Zealand initiated this dispute against Canada last year over concern Kiwi dairy exporters were not getting the access to Canada's market. That was agreed to under the CPTPP agreement. So it's actually estimated that there's been an estimated loss of $120 million in revenue for Kiwi exporters over 3 years as a result of Canada's approach. So New Zealand then had to escalate this dispute even further last November after there'd been no resolution and asked for a panel to be established. The panel's now found that the way Canada's administering its dairy quotas is against the rules and the spirit of what's been agreed to. They were improperly using their quotas to keep out New Zealand's dairy exports and protect Canada's own powerful domestic industry. So it's found Canada isn't allowed to give priority access to domestic dairy, and it now has 15 months to change its practices.
Thanks, Sophie. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of the next month. It's going to be crazy. News Talk ZB political reporter Sophie Trigger there coming to us live from the Beehive.
For more from Wellington Mornings with Nick Mills, listen live to News Talk ZB Wellington from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.